Blog Talk Radio.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul.
That's how I made it. Your mind today. going to speak healing Amen. Over every single thing that's concerning you today. If you're angry Amen. Today, we're going to speak healing over your anger. If you have anxiety, we're going to speak healing over your anxiety. Right it is healing day today. And I made it over yes. because of Jesus Christ that has gave us all this anointing. Yes. He gave us all this Glory. Power. He gave us all this authority to be able to speak Jesus. Things. The Bible says when you speak things, he said life or death Jesus. Is spoken by the power of the tongue. So we speak healing yes. right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness right now in the name of Jesus. We speak yes, forgiveness Lord. Right now in the name
right
of Jesus.
Now.
I made
in
it over.
Name of Jesus
I made
Christ
it over.
Made
it was
over.
Jesus
yes.
Christ who brought me over. And I thank you for
Jesus.
Showing me the way. I thank you for showing
Jesus.
Me the light. I thank you for telling
Jesus.
Me the truth. I thank you for giving me his
Jesus.
Power and giving me his authority.
Jesus.
I made it over.
Jesus.
I made it over. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's a day of deliverance and healing. Hallelujah. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. If you wait for God to heal you, hallelujah. He's waiting for you to believe. He's waiting for you to get in there before he can work miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up above dirt this morning, God. Thank you for everyone that's on the shout line, God. I want to say thank you, God. Just thank you for keeping me in my right state of mind. I'm hoping to talk and be able to clap and just shout your wonderful name. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Just thank you about what you're about to do in everybody's life, God. I want to thank you in advance, God. I just thank you for you just coming in me, God, delivering from all things. They're trying to keep the flow of God and enter into me, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, God, I just want to say thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
I'm just early to just be in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The Continental Army had to win the war, of the English king would hang him, and his officers went free, rode around. So what did he do is the question. He rode his horse out into the woods of Valley Forge and knelt down in the bitter cold snow. He then prayed to God that this great nation would long endure and that his volunteer squadrons would win the battle. I want you to understand here, he didn't just pray any kind of prayer on the wind. He prayed a prayer of faith. He prayed a prayer of believing and trusting God.
Hallelujah.
Watched and felt renewed enough to head back and meet with his leaders, giving them a token that said victory or death. He didn't worry about the criticism surrounding him or the impending threat of death. Watched and trusted in the Almighty God to see him through overwhelming odds and became one of the greatest leaders this country has ever known. When your day of trouble arrives, get down on your knees. So the same God who washed and kneeled in the soul sees you kneeling beside your bed. He is not a respectable person. He will preserve you just as he did the Continental Army. Nothing can shatter his arm. His arm can reach you, hallelujah, wherever you are. So he can reach you just where you are, delivering you
from
leaving
the
soul.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand something here. When you trust God enough, can you speak to your situation and say, victory or death? Can you speak to the thing and say, victory or death? You don't have to keep on living. What do you
want
to do, devil?
I choose victory. Hallelujah.
Teach us how to exalt you even more, Father God. Teach us God, and stand even firm, Lord God, and wait on you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that we can declare and declare today by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we have made it over. That we've made it over, that we are victorious, and we thank you. It is in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. You are my blessings going out, but we're going to pass on and pass in. The message today is, he's right here, right now. That's the message. He's right here, right now. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 15 and 2, the Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, He will be found by you. Let me say that again. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. Since God is everywhere, we are free to sense his presence whenever we take the time to quiet our souls and turn our prayers to him. But sometimes, everything is sent into demands of everyday life. We turn our thoughts far from God. When we do, we suffer, you all. Do you set aside quiet moments each day to offer praise to your Creator? That is the question. Silence is a gift that you give to yourself and to God. During these moments of stillness, you will often sense the infinite love and power of your Creator, and he, in turn, will speak directly to your heart. The familiar words of Psalm 46 and 10 reminds us to be still and know that I am God. When we do so, you all, we encounter the awesome presence of our loving Heavenly Father, and we are confident in the knowledge that God is not just near, he is here. Amen. And your prayers to start each day. This was once said by Max Lucado. He said, mark it down. You will never go where God is not. He said, mark it down. You will never go where God is not. Meaning, wherever you go, God is there. Mom may not be able to go, your children, your husband, your friend, your wife, but God is everywhere you go. Your daily prayer should be, Heavenly Father, help me to feel your presence in every situation, in every circumstance. You are with me, Lord, and in times of celebration and in times of sorrow, you are with me when I am strong and when I am weak. Today, let me experience your presence so that others too may know you through me. Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you, you all. As you can see, my voice is going out, but God, I am still here. God bless you. God keep you. Decree and declare that over your life that you are the righteous of God and you're born of God, and the evil one cannot touch you. That you are a faithful follower, and that you are a fellow citizen with the saints of the household of God. That you are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Decree and declare today over your life that you're overtaken with blessings. Decree and declare over your life in the name of Jesus Christ that you are his disciple because you have love for others. Decree and declare over your life that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and then receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, you all, I bless you right now. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be able to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding in your discernment and in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. God bless you all. I love you. I love you, my husband, mother, and everyone on the line. God bless you. God keep you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. You made it all. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, why?
back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for the love of the grandma.